We often hear about the droves of refugees fleeing Afghanistan, but there are also people from places like Tajikistan, Iran, and Iraq who are taking refuge in that country. But as NPR's Sean Carberry reports, Afghanistan has no laws to protect these asylum seekers.
Civil war broke out in Tajikistan shortly after the fall of the Soviet Union. Anti-communists like Amir Hamza Halimov Khalakovich fled in droves. Dressed in a loose-fitting pinstripe suit and a stingy-brimmed fedora, Hamza says some 65,000 Tajiks gathered near the Afghan border in 1993. They were contemplating crossing into a country itself in the midst of civil war.
We were thinking that Afghanistan is a country, as wild people, if we get in through there, they would kill us.
A small group sent to investigate found that Afghans were hospitable, so the Tajiks fashioned rafts from inner tubes and crossed the Amu Darya River into Afghanistan. Hamza says thousands were killed by Tajik forces during the crossing. Most of those who survived continued to Iran or Pakistan, and a large group settled into a UN camp in the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif. Over the next two decades, most of the others managed to illegally migrate to other countries. Today, the destitute Hamza lives in a guest house at the Ministry of Refugees and Repatriation in Kabul. He continues to push the UN and Afghan government for legal status, but responses from Afghan officials often sound like this.
Why the hell you're seeking asylum here? Because this country is already suffering. Why it's a good option for you?
He admits it isn't a good option, but Tajikistan cancels citizenship for people who are away from the country for more than 5 years. That's why he's been trying to form an association to help the estimated 100 refugees in Afghanistan. Most hope to be resettled elsewhere. On one September morning, Hamza and five other asylum seekers meet with parliamentarian Qazi Nazar Ahmed Hanafi. Hanafi is sympathetic to their plight. He wants to pass an asylum law. So does Minister of Refugees Jamahar Anwari. Anwari says that his office sent a draft law to the Ministry of Justice, which says it's simply not a priority. Which is why people like 51-year-old Mohammed Hassan Ibrahim continue to live in limbo. He was a farmer in Iraqi Kurdistan who fled during the Iran-Iraq War in the late 80s. After a brief stint in Pakistan, Ibrahim says he moved to Afghanistan to register with the UN. Since then, he's been jailed, held by the Taliban, and bounced around underground houses.
I'm like a prisoner here. I have no income, and my family is suffering.
Ibrahim's passport was stolen long ago. He says all he has is a letter from the UN saying he's a refugee and that he shouldn't be forcibly returned to Iraq. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.